Tom, you have a computer, right? You use a phone and you drive a car. All of them developed for profit. It's how we progress. But Sarah thinks we've reached the first moment in human existence where we have to stop and go backwards. She thinks this moment is entirely different to anything that's ever happened. There will be more air travel, Tom, because people want it. People have the right to be free to make their own choices. I admire the passion, Tom, and clearly you're a bright boy with huge potential, but is this really what you want to do? You could come with me in a minute. I'll show you around the office, I'll pay your university fees, and before long you'll be eating in restaurants like this, with beautiful people and respect and all the resources you need to protect the people you love. Or you could end up serving in restaurants like this, on the edge, struggling financially, a slow crawl to last place. Sarah's just made the wrong decision. There are so many women like her, lonely, past it, no children, but she needs a project, so now we're all her fucking children, stupid and careless and in need of protection, and that's fine. She's nothing. She'll be forgotten. But it's not too late for you, Tom. What do you think? To tell you the truth, the only reason Subaru is offering rebates of up to £2,000 is because everyone is offering rebates of up to £2,000. But frankly, there is a better reason to buy a car than a great rebate, and that's a great car. Subaru is among the highest rated cars in customer satisfaction, and is also the first car with computerized four-wheel drive. Most importantly, 92% of all Subarus registered since 1978 are still on the road. You see, the bottom line is, no matter how much money you save, you can't drive a rebate, but you can drive a Subaru. The flawed battle plan for the great Somme offensive of 1916 doomed a generation of young men. The British troops who went over the top that day faced a struggle, uphill, in full pack, against German guns that should have been silenced by an enormous artillery barrage. Those fortunate enough to make it to German lines were horrified to look back and see how overlooked their positions had been. To make matters worse, the failed tactics that destroyed an army were repeated again and again. The landscape around these French towns and villages looks as beautiful today as it must have done in the summer of 1916. During that long, hot summer of the Great War, hundreds of thousands of young British troops marched through these peaceful lanes, ready to make the big push against the Germans. Singing the innocent songs of a generation, many of them plucked one of the plentiful poppies that lined the green lanes and cheerfully stuck them in their uniforms. The poppy of the Somme would become their everlasting emblem. At the still point of the turning world, neither flesh nor fleshless, neither from nor towards, at the still point, there the dance is. But neither arrest nor movement. And do not call it fixity, where past and future are gathered, neither movement from nor towards, neither ascent nor decline. Except for the point, the still point, there would be no dance, and there is only the dance. Prude, I think, would be a bit far. I'm not very... I find it quite difficult to... I've never been one of the lads, I suppose. I get excited by constellations and foraging. No, I don't drink very much. The taste isn't... I never enjoyed it. Apart from arches and lemonade, and that isn't something you can really order in the pub with the aforementioned lads. Not that I really know any lads, actually. Oh, well, Mike, maybe, who studied physics and was in my college and once relieved himself, number two, on a girl who was asleep in her bed after too many snake bites. And if you need me to elaborate on that sentence, I can't, really. I've always wanted to be someone who could connect with people instead of stars and planets and fireworks, but it has always been beyond me, just out of reach. Sometimes your pay just won't stretch far enough. With QuickQuid, you could get money sent to your account within 10 minutes of approval. Whenever you need it, 24 hours a day. Visit quickquid.co.uk to fill in your application form, and if you're approved, we can transfer your money in 10 minutes. For quick application, quick approval, and quick cash, go to quickquid.co.uk. There it is. The half-time whistle blows and the lad's instantly on his feet. Shimmies past the guy in the sheepskin. That's nifty footwork. Dummies the steward beautifully. Now, just look at the lad's pace. He's given himself the options. Delicious steak and kidney, chicken and mushroom, beef and onion in a light puff pastry. No! He's opted for the all-new steak pucker pie. Top right-hand corner. Yes! It's there. Back of the neck. Put away beautifully. At half-time, it's full-time. That's what I call pucker pie time. Pucker pies. Don't compromise. Mopeds have always been a firm favourite for young lads keen to get some wheels. He may have a helmet, but the biker is completely lacking in any road sense. The Cleveland chopper had been called into the Old Lakes estate in Redcar after the cops realised that this lad was wanted in connection with a robbery. There's no way the 50cc moped can outrun the police car, but the lad still fancies his chances. Running down the road at full throttle, the inexperienced rider takes the corner too fast. He takes off, but he's clearly not as fit as the constable. Cuffed and nicked, the lad gets 8 months for this and several other offences. The only offence this bloke's guilty of is being criminally stupid. Looking like a cow, he shows off his moves to his mates but over-milks it and ends up on his head. Stunts like this may look funny, but they can have serious consequences. It's lunchtime in Middlesbrough and Chris Piggott and Simon Hills are out to try and disrupt illegal drugs activity. Soon, they spot a dodgy Honda they suspect is used in the drugs trade. While Chris deals with the driver, Simon keeps an eye on the female in the front and a rather fidgety lad in the back. The driver reckons he hasn't got his driving license on him, but Chris finds something. With the drugs bagged, the passenger suddenly decides to get a bit chopsy. The drugs did turn out to be crack cocaine, and Omar Hassan later pleaded guilty to possession in court. Even though Omar Hassan was a convicted drug dealer, no charges were ever brought against him.